This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Hey, hey, everyone. Happy Monday. It's another beautiful Monday, and I can't believe it's actually the ninth insert of Mindset Monday. It's kind of crazy to think the podcast has been running long enough to now have nine episodes of Mindset Monday, but the feedback's been very good on these shorter episodes, so I hope you've been enjoying them. If this is the first episode of Mindset Monday you're listening to, I would certainly encourage you to go back and listen to some of the others. I know I've really enjoyed putting them together, and you know, as long as the feedback continues to be good, we're going to keep rolling with Mindset Monday. So this week, I want to talk a little bit about vision. And you know, vision, visualization is kind of a buzzword these days. I feel like it means a lot of different things to different people. But for me, what I want to talk about is, you know, how you can actually take your vision, you know, the vision that you have for your life, and make it become a reality instead of it just kind of being, you know, this loose thing or idea that's hanging out there, but you don't really have a clear plan or strategy in place as to how to actually accomplish the things that you need to in order to make that vision become a reality. And especially as an entrepreneur, I think, you know, in business, you have a vision. And in order to succeed, you have to stay true to that vision. And it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be adaptable or make changes within your business or even, you know, to what your long-term vision is. But what it does mean is that you have to possess unshakable trust that your ideas will work and that your vision can become a reality. So first and foremost, you need to get clear on what your vision is. And the further out you look, the less specific your vision needs to be. But in my experience, the more specific you can get, the better. And for me, having a long-term vision for what I want to accomplish in my life, it makes it easier for me to then work backwards to identify the smaller things I need to do and to accomplish in the short term in order to make that vision become a reality. Alvin Toffler says, you've got to think about big things while you're doing small things so that all the small things go in the right direction. And I love that quote because, you know, I've seen it firsthand in my own life where I kind of start by focusing on the long-term vision that I have for my life and what I want to accomplish, what I want my life to look like in the future. It then makes it much easier for me to chunk things down into smaller, more short-term increments and make sure I'm focusing on the right things to ultimately make that long-term vision become a reality. And, you know, getting clear on your vision, that's probably a podcast episode on its own. But assuming you already have some sort of a vision for your life and what you want your future to look like, here are some tips and tricks that I've learned to help me stay motivated and to keep the right mindset to continue working towards my vision. For me, it's been incredibly helpful to write my goals down. Over the years, I've experimented with quite a few different variations of this, including, you know, everything from like simple bullet points and lists to more detailed descriptions of my vision. For the past several years, I found that writing out detailed descriptions of my vision for my life has been extremely beneficial for not only helping me get clear on my vision, but also for helping me visualize it and make it seem like a reality. If you're kind of looking at it in terms of though these things have already happened, or you're living this vision currently, it helps your mind process it, and it establishes a level of belief that you don't necessarily have if you're just, you know, thinking about it as a wishful, hey, I hope my life, you know, could look like this one day. Wouldn't that be cool? So here's an example of what I've found to work really well for me. There's an exercise I try to go through once a quarter where I sit down with my journal and I'll start by writing out a detailed description of what I want my life to look like 50 years from now. And I write it as though that's my life at the time, or, you know, currently. I write it in the tense of me 50 years in the future, if that makes sense at all. And for me, there's four main buckets that I really want to include in this description and focus on in terms of how I want my life to look. Those buckets include my family, myself, my relationship with God, and my businesses and financial status. And then within each of those buckets, I get more detailed in my vision. For example, you know, with my family, I get specific about the health of my family, my relationship with my family, you know, where we're living, how we're spending our time together, et cetera. You know, for myself, I get specific about my own health, how others view me, my contributions to those around me. You know, with my businesses and financial resources, I get really detailed about how much wealth we've built, how we've done it, and how we're able to use our resources to make a huge positive impact on those around us and the world in general. And so once I've written out my 50-year vision, I then go through and do the same exercise for my 25-year vision, my 10-year vision, my 5-year vision, and my 1-year vision. And again, for me, I found the more specific I get with my descriptions, the better, especially as you get to the shorter timelines. And once I've written out these detailed visions for the future, I then write out a detailed list of my quarterly goals, again, using the same four buckets that I mentioned earlier: my family, myself, my relationship with God, and my businesses and my financial resources. And what this does is it gives me tangible action items to be working on over the coming quarter that, if I've done this correctly, should be putting me in a position to make that 1-year vision a reality, which then should be setting everything else in place to make these longer term visions become a reality as well. And I'm not saying that this exact exercise is right for everyone. As I mentioned, I've tried quite a few variations of this myself and could very likely continue to tweak my strategy over time. I think the key thing is that you find something that works for you. And for me, putting pen to paper and actually writing my vision out has been hugely helpful. And it's helped me get clear on my vision. And from what I've read and from my personal experience, there's a lot of power in physically writing out your goals and your vision, even more so than, say, typing them out. And there's not enough time in this podcast to get into the weeds of the science behind the power of writing your goals. But in my experience, it's definitely more impactful than simply thinking about them or even typing them. But writing out your vision on a piece of paper is certainly not enough to think that your life will just miraculously fall into place the way you'd like it to. You know, you can't expect to just write these things down in a notebook, stick it on a shelf to collect dust, and then great things are going to happen. Writing your goals is a great start, but then, of course, you need to do something with them. So first, you need to revisit them often. For me, part of my morning routine is to read through my goals and vision statements each morning. When I'm writing them out, I start with the 50-year vision and work backwards. But in the mornings when I'm reading through them, I start with my quarterly vision and I work my way up to the 50-year vision. And again, this is just how I do it. Not saying it's exactly how you should do it, but I've even found it very helpful and impactful to read my vision statements out loud to help them sink in a little more. My wife thinks I'm crazy, but I'm okay with that. She thinks I'm crazy for a lot of other reasons too. For me, revisiting my vision each day and reading these very detailed descriptions of what I want my life to look like, it keeps me focused on the bigger picture. It helps me not lose sight of what I'm working towards each and every day. And it's especially helpful when you've had some crappy days and you start to wonder, you know, what are you even working towards? And there's some powerful science involved, some of which is better understood than other parts of it. But essentially, when you're reading and frequently revisiting your goals or your vision, you're instilling them in your subconscious mind and you're establishing belief within yourself that you will accomplish these things. You know, you're raising your frequency to the level it needs to be at to make these things actually become a reality. And if this sounds a little crazy, I'm with you, or at least I was when I first started reading about these types of things. And I don't claim to understand how it all works, but I can tell you that it's been pleasantly surprising to actually see some of this play out in my life. You know, there's a book, Think and Grow Rich, by Napoleon Hill. Many of you have probably read it or at least familiar with it. It was one of the first books I read that opened my eyes to this way of thinking and to just intentionally priming your subconscious mind to help you take the action needed to make a vision become a reality. And if you haven't read Think and Grow Rich, I highly, highly recommend that you do. It's a book that's changed my life, and now I try to read it at least once a year. And if that's not enough of an endorsement to inspire you to read it, just do a quick Google search for all the other successful entrepreneurs that credit Think and Grow Rich with helping them change their way of thinking and playing a huge role in their success. If you do that, you'll find names along the lines of Mark Cuban, Oprah Winfrey, and many others. Now, you may be thinking that writing out your vision and reading the right books cannot be enough to accomplish the life of your dreams. And you would be right. Of course, you then actually have to take action. You know, ultimately, you can't think your way to a goal. You have to take action. Many business people and entrepreneurs spend so much time analyzing their next move that they become stagnant, they become risk adverse, and as a result, they miss out on opportunities and they fail to learn from their mistakes. You might not be 100% certain about a particular decision, but the consequences for the wrong choice could be catastrophic. It doesn't matter though. You can't sit in complacent inaction and still succeed. At some point, you have to make a move. Being willing to take action, even potentially incorrect action with very negative ramifications, and you have to make that a habit. Without action, you're never going to get anything accomplished, and you're certainly not going to, you know, create the life of your dreams and make, you know, this vision that you have become a reality. So for me, the exercise I've outlined here serves as a great framework that I can revisit often to make sure that I am taking the right actions necessary to create this vision that I have for my life. And it's not to say that your vision won't change over time. In fact, I think if you are continuously taking action and growing, it's likely that your vision will change. So for me, I go through this exercise quarterly. At the end of each quarter, I evaluate what I've accomplished, and then I go through the exercise again. And I found that my longer-term vision, you know, the 50-year vision, the 25-year vision, even the 10-year vision, you know, doesn't really change that much from quarter to quarter. But those shorter-term visions for me will change, you know, from quarter to quarter, especially the one-year vision, and definitely the quarterly vision should change, especially if I'm actually taking action each quarter on the things I've outlined. My quarterly vision should be very different from quarter to quarter. You know, I've said it, but it's probably worth reiterating. This is just what I found to work for me. There are many other ways in which people get clear on their vision for their life and then take the action necessary to make it a reality. And if this exercise doesn't fit for you, that's perfectly fine. The point is, get clear on what you want in life and get specific about it. And if you don't know what you want or what you're working towards, there's a 100% chance that you won't get there. But if you have a clear vision, if you think about it often or revisit it often, and then if you define what you need to do to make it a reality, and of course, then take action on those things, you drastically improve the chances of accomplishing it. And it's also a great way to stay focused, especially when life throws you curveballs and as you deal with the inevitable challenges that we all face in our lives. You know, staying clear on that vision, revisiting it frequently, it helps you stay focused on that bigger picture, you know, even when you're going through the ups and downs of life. So I hope this leaves you with some inspiration to go out and get clear on your vision for your life and then write it down and start taking some action. You know, I'd love to hear from listeners and learn, you know, what you may have used, what strategies you've incorporated to, you know, help you accomplish some of the same things and, you know, to start making your vision become a reality. But with that, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Mindset Monday. I hope everyone has a fantastic week. And if you haven't already, take some time today, write down your goals and the vision that you have for your life, and then go drop in and make it become a reality. Have a great week, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.